Hi there, Kelly.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, hi.
So it's kind of become a very popular topic here at the office as we see more and more e-books happening. And I particularly wanted to talk to you because you kind of had a mission in life and then adapted your e-book format for that mission.
There were a few techniques that when I discovered them, I thought they were so great. A few knitting techniques that I thought they were so great. They changed my life. Things like magic loop, toe-up socks, easier ways to learn continental knitting, things that make intermediate knitters become really, really good knitters
That's
really
right.
fast. Those kinds of techniques, I started teaching them in my local yarn stores, and my classes just filled up. I had a class where I was like standing on the table. I don't know what got, there was some confusion with the sign-up list because it was a magic loop class. They were just so popular. Well, people loved them. I decided I needed to find a way that I could teach these classes to everybody in the whole world where everybody could see exactly what I wanted to show them. Everybody got the perfect view, so I decided to film my classes, and then the ebook thing was just a really lucky way to get it out there easily so that I didn't have to ship anybody a DVD or.
Exactly. And so to kind of explain, other ebooks, you read through the patterns and they're very static. And what you've done with your ebook format is you've actually embedded the videos into your ebook. What we have up is the Continental, the knitting in the round with magic loop, and then the knitting two socks with magic loop.
The full Mastering Magic Loop socks course. Toe-up,
Exactly.
top-down, everything.
Yes.
Right, the embedding is so cool. I love it. It reminds me of Harry Potter, actually.
It
Sort
did.
of.
Oh my gosh. When I told Jenny I wanted to interview, I said, because her books are just like Harry Potter. Oh, explain. Go ahead.
It's just so cool because you go to read the directions and then you go down and then you click and then the video moves in your book. It's like the pictures are moving in your book, just like in Harry Potter. And I love it. It's right when you need a demonstration, you click, I show you what you need to know, you practice it, I tell you what you need to watch out for or anything. Then you read the pattern, you refer to whatever else that is next, you read it, and then you click the next video, I show you the next step. It's like I'm there, only you can stop me over and over again, and I don't get tired either.
And that's the best thing because I love the way you can read what the point is, what you're trying to teach, and then watch your video, and then read what you're wanting to teach, and then watch the video. And I think that's something that people need to realize. You've taken it so that the videos are part of a complete story.
And I have other ones, other free video ebooks in the same type of video lessons, like a knitting dictionary, a video knitting dictionary that you can really use to refer to over and over again, just to have next to you, or I mean up on your computer on your iPad while you're working through a pattern. You can pull it up in the yarn store if you want. You pull up this video knitting dictionary on your iPad, and you have how to do a slip to knit pass.
And that's exactly
Next
the
to you.
thing. I have gotten so that I'm moving more and more over. I have a little Galaxy, Samsung Galaxy, which is about the same size as a Kindle, but it's a full pad. And the ability, well, particularly with your books, to have it up and then watch the video right as I'm sitting there doing it. I don't even have to be at a computer, which I think is the real beauty of the ebook.
Exactly. I'm really trying to continue to move forward to what my knitters want to see, where they want to have their ebooks, where do they use them, adapting it all the time so the ebooks are going to just get better and better, easier to use, faster. So you can be in your RV without an internet connection, on your iPad, in your rocking chair in your RV while you're traveling.
Well, and I love
It's
the way you said
awesome.
that what you said about intermediate knitters becoming really great knitters. That really is that segment that you're reaching.
Well, there are a lot of resources out there for beginning knitters. Lots of learn how to knit guides, and then boom, they just get dropped at the local Michaels with no help.
We don't have the little knitting circles that would have taken someone beyond just the beginner scarf, and there's a difference between learning how to knit and learning how to knit really well.
Those are my favorite techniques to teach, the ones that made me connect with my customers when I was working in the yarn stores, that they came in and they were like, my purl stitches look really funny. And I'm like, well, that's because you're purling them backwards. Or, I don't understand how there's this
Right.
pattern. And I'm like, oh, that's because it's a terrible pattern. Oh, dear. I'm going to show you how to rewrite this. Those types of things that they kept getting stuck on. That's what I love to help people with. And it seems like, let's see, I've had Knit Freedom for about a year now. I haven't run out of intermediate topics yet. I'm blogging twice a week in the winter and once a week in the summer. And people are still asking me, well, how do you do a graft without a tapestry needle? How do you do reversible cables? Well, I'll show you.
Exactly. Okay, so if someone wants to follow you a little bit more, here we go. Liat Gat. Okay, so it's LIAT and then GAT. And you have Knit Freedom is your blog site, right?
The website is knitfreedom.com. Everything is there.
Okay. I just wanted to just say I'm so impressed. I'm so pleased that you thought to embed the Harry Potter-ish knitting into your ebooks. Just phenomenal. Particularly, my particular favorite is the Continental Knitting one, mainly because you took the words out of my mouth. How much, I tell people, it's so much smoother. There's not as much movement. I think people should try that.
I think people should try it too. It's a tough one. It is a challenge, especially, you know, I challenge people to try and make that switch, especially to purling. But I'm there for you in those videos. You know, every step of the way.
She is. She really is there for you, you guys. I mean, really, you anticipate where all the problems are because you've done so much teaching.
Mm-hmm, because I have taught a lot of people when they've run into trouble. Right. And I also have a forum, the Ravelry group, the Knit Freedom group on Ravelry has 600 people helping you out if you have questions. So we're all there together.
Well, thank you very, very much.
Thanks so much for having me, Kelly. Okay. Wonderful to talk to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.